Yeah, I mean, Coach Quinn addressed it already. You know, this was a decision that we take very seriously. Obviously, given anytime there are allegations towards any of the people, same thing. We believe that very strongly, and we thought again it was an uphill battle. For Torrey, and he needed to go and take care of his business, and we needed to do the best thing for the organization.
Excited, or your thoughts on the deal with the White Cream?
Yes, of course. Excited about having him here. We think that he's going to be a nice addition to this defensive front that's going to work together, and it's everyone's going to be rotating properly. And again, we think that he can be a nice contributor, and not only on the field, but leader by example as well.
Seems like he's really got a lot left. I mean, last year he had a pretty good year. I mean, he's pretty damn fast off the ball.
Yeah, I mean, Dwight can still get up and around the corner. He has the ability to spin, as we all know. That's his patented spin move is special. And again, we're really hoping that he can add to our repertoire getting upfield.
What do you see the receivers, thus far in camp, and how's Muhammad fitting in from your end zone view you see down there?
I really like this receiver group. I think they are really coming together well. Obviously, Julio sets the tone. He's such a really good leader for us. Sanu comes in, and Muhammad has a really good presence about him. He fits in really well with the group. He's a big, strong guy as well. So I think we have two, our number one and two receivers are just big, burly and aggressive guys, and I think that's going to be good. And I think they both have really fine hands and really like what some of the other guys are doing. Hardy's been coming up with a lot of big catches. He's been really productive in camp, and there's going to be some battles at the fourth position as well. And looking forward to seeing how that all pans out from a receiver standpoint.
What's the difference in communication between last year and this year between Matt and Kyle?
I think they've worked hard in the offseason and discussed how important it is to make sure that everyone is very candid with what's on their mind and how they're going to approach things. And I think that's incredibly important for an offensive coordinator and a veteran quarterback like Matt going into his ninth season.
A lot of people talking about Keke Neal. What have you seen about him and some of those other linebackers, exactly what you're expecting.
Yeah, it's fun watching Keke back there. And again, I stand at the back of the defense quite a bit, and just to see his presence walking around. He's a really focused guy, really, really football smart guy, and that's just the start of it, because he has a physical presence about him, which most of us have seen as well. He picks things up very well and follows well, but he's also very quick to insert and aggressive to insert, and that's an important part of our evolving defense here.